The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Forrest Jordan and Associates, the Generator Guys.
Good morning, Pensacola. This is Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess, News Radio Pensacola. Today we are having the delightful time to spend with Tim Ireland, the Generator Guys. Jordan, Forrest Jordan and Associates. I practiced that, Tim. I mean, I promise I practiced that. It is gorgeous out today. It is hot. And I'm hoping that you can tell me why I need a generator.
Well, I'd love to, Jess. Thanks so much for having me back. I really appreciate it. I love spending time with you and with the audience here. And it is a wonderful day. And oh my gosh, the heat has been incredible. And a generator is a key tool to help people stay cool and stay powered when Mother Nature throws the worst at us.
Now, let's talk about where you're located, because that's going to be extremely important.
Yeah, so we have two great locations. We're here in Gulf Breeze, and then we also have an operation in Mobile, and you know, we're continuing to expand and grow and get out to the community. So yeah, we're out and about.
So you are in Gulf Breeze, located at 1798 Abercrombie Road.
Yeah, that's right. We're in the Midway area, right between Gulf Breeze and Navarre, creatively named Midway, I guess.
And you can call and ask the experts at 844-436-4897 or this one I like, 844-GEN-GUYS.
I try to keep it simple, right?
That's an easy way to remember the phone number. And if you want to head over to their website at any time, go ahead and go over there. But let me tell you, it's an important piece, thegeneratorguys.co. So it's thegeneratorguys.co. Do not go to .com.
Yep, you'll end up with somebody in New Jersey who couldn't afford the M, unfortunately.
That's right. You couldn't afford the M because you're putting it all into your business.
That's right. That's right. We're investing every dime to help grow our business, grow our workforce, and hopefully deliver the best, you know, quality service we can.
So tell me, we talked about this out in the hallway earlier. I'm new to the area. I'm not necessarily new to needing a generator, because I came from a place where it was extremely important to have a generator. But I skated by the last, we're not going to say how many years, without one. But I want to know, tell us why it is important to have a standby generator and maybe even how it works.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think we just get to think, we may step back and think about our lives these days where everything is electrified, everything is connected. So whether you're working from home or you just like staying connected, you know, sometimes if there's a storm, your family being able to reach you, having working phone, working internet, making sure the food in your freezer and fridge, and Jake and I talked about that a lot, you know, there's so much, food is so darn expensive these days, and, you know, nothing would be worse than losing, you know, a whole fridge or freezer full, you know, our hunters, our fishers, you know, all that sort of stuff. And so when you have extended power outages, and that's not even getting to the comfort items, right, of just being able to stay cool when it's, you know, 100 plus and humid and keeping that mold out of your house.
So. It's already hard to keep the vegetables from going bad too soon.
Oh, absolutely, right? And so the not just the heat, but the moisture. You talk about, you know, vegetables and food and, you know, all of it. And so what a generator does, quite simply, is when the power goes out, you know, the generator kicks on and you have power. It's as simple as that. So whether that's, you know, due to storm activity, which is getting more frequent and more severe, or due to issues with the grid, you know, whether that be overtaxed due to electrification of vehicles or otherwise, or just, you know, maybe there's an issue with the service provider, you know, any sort of, you know, it could be something also like, you know, maybe there's a cyber attack on the energy grid or the utility provider. Any reason, in every single case, a generator provides a great way to kind of ensure, you know, your financial well-being and you know, as you try to protect the most important and the largest investment of your life, which is your home.
Now, I headed over to your Facebook page this morning. I was there yesterday. I wanted to remember exactly what I heard. And I scrolled down just a tad, and there was one of your employees that was asked why they enjoyed working for your company so much. And I thought it was excellent just to hear that they enjoy to help solve the problem.
Yeah. And first of all, I promise he wasn't paid to say that. Okay. Let's just clear that up.
It came out so nice and smooth. I couldn't have been, yeah, right?
We have some great people. We really do. And so, I mean, what we try to find in staff is people who, one, you know, have a help-based mindset, who want to help people because we are in the business of making people's lives better. But also, you know, people have intellectual curiosity, which you need to, you know, when we talk about like keeping generators running, because we don't just sell and install generators, but we service and repair generators, and we do that for the life of the unit. And so, you know, having people who enjoy, you know, figuring out how stuff works and how things go wrong and how to fix it. And so people who can think deeply, who can act independently and are intellectually curious and willing to get to the bottom of a problem, those are the type of people we seek out. Very hard to find, but that's who we're looking for.
And your team are all factory trained, licensed, and certified specialists?
Yep, we send all of our service technicians and installers to school to get, you know, the latest and greatest from the manufacturers. And so as people come on board, we put them through a pretty rigorous training regimen. And I think, you know, I like to say that we have the most factory trained technicians on the Gulf Coast.
It's great. If you have any questions this morning, 850-437-1620, send them right to our text line. Tim is an expert. That's what we're here for. And I'm enjoying every moment of this because I know there's things that I just don't know. And by next week, I think I'm going to be an expert myself.
There you go.
Maybe.
And it's okay not to know everything, right? And so that's why we offer a free no obligation consultation for anybody considering a generator purchase. You know, we respect the fact that it is a big purchase. It's a big decision. And so we want to make sure that you feel comfortable with that decision. So we'll send one of our generator experts to your home to explain how the generator works, how we can install it, integrate it into your home's electrical system, and how it can help you, you know, in the event of a power loss. And the great thing about these units these days is it's all hands-free. It's automatic. So we integrate it hardwired into your home, into the electrical system. And when the power goes out, it'll automatically turn itself on and switch power over to the generator. And it'll automatically do the same in reverse when the utility power returns to your home. So you don't have to do anything. The days of fumbling with extension cords and gas cans and flashlights in the dark, those days are over with a home standby generator.
Now, what would you tell someone who's not really certain that they could potentially afford a generator? What is something that you would tell them?
I would just start by saying, let's just have a conversation. If you think a generator is right for your life and a solution that could help you, we do have some great partners who help us finance these larger projects, and we have some pretty competitive rates. We've you know, as rates have risen, we've worked hard to translate some of the efficiencies we've gained in the business, and we've been able to use that to invest in that to keep our rates low so that customers, you know, can continue to afford these purchases. And, you know, hopefully rates will return to what they used to be. But for now, like, we're pretty confident that we have some of the best rates in the business, and we were great at getting people approved for financing. And again, you know, I think it's the only way to ensure you will not be able to afford a generator is not to have that conversation and not to get the information.
Right. And I think on the other end of it, when you don't think you can afford something, when something goes wrong, that's a whole nother level of expense that you can't afford.
Yeah, that's right. And I'm not, you know, I don't want to do the hard sell here, but when you think about, you know, the risk, again, I like to think of it as an insurance policy. And so, you know, you talk about, you know, if you are going to finance the unit, or if you want to just think about a proration of an investment over a period of time that you would have the unit, it's really, you know, dollars a day. In exchange for that, you know, you avoid some pretty catastrophic consequences if you're without power for an extended period of time.
Now, how long does it take between the time that someone comes and chats with you, you figure out what the best service is for them? How long between that and installation?
Yeah, I mean, in most cases, we can leave the home that day with a quote. And then from the time that, you know, a customer would say to us, yes, we're comfortable with this, we want to proceed. Right now is our busy season. So right now it's probably about 7 weeks. Sometimes it'll be less, sometimes it'll be more. We do have to work with the local authorities to pull permits and to do additional site reviews and engineering reviews. So each situation can be a little bit different. We've gotten people installed in a matter of days, and others have taken longer. But I'd say on average, we're looking probably 6 or 7 weeks right now. And yeah, it's a little bit lower in the winter. So I know we're here talking kind of in the peak of the season. And so that's what's on people's minds. And what you'll hear from me in the winter is I'll say, look, now's the time.
You know,
now's the time to do it. Get it out of the way. Get it off your list. And, you know, we're going to be able to be more responsive to you. But We do, you know, work hard to, you know, expedite the process. And once we get started on site, most jobs are done in a day. Occasionally there is a follow-up. That will vary depending on a number of different variables. But, you know, that's kind of how we strive to set our operational model.
Great. You're listening to Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess. I have Tim Ireland in here with me. Great expert, the generator guys. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to hit the text line 850-437-1620. And we do have a question. Does a generator increase the value of your home?
Yeah, I talked to some realtors about that. I do think it does. You know, here's the thing I'm sure of, which is if you have two homes that are essentially the same, and one has a generator and one doesn't, the home with the generator is going to sell faster, and you're going to have less back and forth negotiations on concessions and other things because they see the value of it. Now, I have heard people tell me that, you know, the value of a home, what they can list it as from a realtor perspective, is higher. That value is going to vary, and I really can't speak to that. I'm not a real estate expert. But obviously, well, with any home improvement, you know, you do get more, you know, value. There's more value there. And I also say that, you know, having bought, you know, home in my day, you know, it does depend on what you're doing, right? So anytime you upgrade a kitchen, for example, you're going to get more value than, you know, upgrading the paint in the bedroom.
Right.
Regardless of the dollar value, just because of people put priorities in different things. So the buyer also matters. So, you know, depending on what their priorities are, what their experience is, they'll put different value, different stock in those types of features. But yeah, the general rule is it will, but it certainly is going to help you, you know, beat, you know, if you're down to two houses and yours has your, it's certainly going to help you beat that other house. Yeah.
I think if I had a choice between a new home with a generator and one without, I probably would make the right choice. Yeah, I think the generator would win every single time. And I think you can win every time if you head over and to the generator guys website, check it out, thegeneratorguys.co. Remember, it's .co. Or you can give them a call, 844-GEN-GUYS or 844-436-4897, located right in Gulf Breeze. But you also, tell me how expansive your area is.
Yeah, I mean, we serve the area basically from Mississippi-Alabama line out to Panama City and up to the state line thereof. You know, our new location in Mobile is position to better serve our customers in Alabama. And like I said, we're adding a third location later this year. So we're getting out there, and our goal is to be responsive, to be out in the community, and be ready when you need us.
Now, I know we talked about that you partner with some companies, but let's talk a little bit more about that. Outside of a finance company, who else do you partner with?
Well, I mean, in terms of partnership, you know, Synchrony Bank for financing has been huge for us, but our big partner in the local area has been Lowe's Home Improvement. So we are the Lowe's Pro for the 13 Lowe's stores in the district. They've been a phenomenal partner over the last 7 years that we've been with them. And, you know, through that program, we're able to offer some great great promotions and incentives for their customers, and we provide them the same great service and expertise with all the benefits of going through, you know, a brand and a name that you know and trust with Lowe's. So we also, you know, partner with Ace Hardware and BJ's Wholesale Club in the same vein. So we are the certified generator installers for those brands.
Great. Now, I did notice that Generac is one of the top brands that you utilize. Can you talk a little bit about that and maybe some of the other brands that you install?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, down here, I mean, this is big orange country. This is Generac. You know, this is the stronghold. So Generac is the name people know, trust, and love in home generators. And we are a Power Pro Premier dealer with Generac, which is the top, you know, tier dealership. We do a lot of business with Generac, and customers love the fact that Generac generators provide a very immersive experience in terms of connectivity and be able to wrap into things like EV chargers, Ecobee thermostats. You know, be using the Mobile Link app to track your generator status, to see the fuel level of your propane tank, all those sort of things. They made tremendous investments in the customer-facing experience of owning a generator. But then we also have recently partnered with Kohler, which pretty much everyone is going to know if they've done any home improvement. But what a lot of people don't realize is Kohler has a phenomenal line of home generators. Very heavy duty, very robust, very proven. And so full line of Kohler generators, and also Briggs & Stratton, which is another name, especially for the guys listening, if you've owned a lawnmower or power tools, Briggs & Stratton is a phenomenal engine company. They make a great generator, very powerful. So we also are a dealer for those as well. So we try to, we look at it as going to market as saying, look, if you're on the Gulf Coast and you want a generator, we want to have a solution for you. So those are the partners we've brought on board to try to make that true.
That is great. I think we pretty much can figure out what sets you apart from the rest, but I want to hear it from you. What sets you apart?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's our focus, right? So we narrowly focus on the generator market. We probably about 10 years ago, the company got out of, you know, general electrical work, all that sort of stuff, and has been focused increasingly on generators. And as demand for generators has increased, we've doubled down on that. We've built out a very robust service team. We've increased our capacity. We've brought new brands on, as I mentioned, new partners. And, you know, basically we say that we are your generator partner for life. So we're going to be there to walk you through the purchase decision and process. We're going to install it, you know, in a turnkey manner. And we're going to be there to service it, perform all, you know, completely service your warranty, any repairs that are needed down the road, preventative maintenance. We have plans for that. And then, you know, at the end of the line, we'll be there with you to help upgrade to a unit when it's needed. So that's us. I mean, we focus narrowly. It's kind of like the Gordon Ramsay method, like few things on the menu, but do it really well. And so that's kind of what we do.
And less yelling?
A lot less yelling.
Sounds great to me. The Generator Guys, Forrest Jordan Associates. 844-GEN-GUYS, 844-436-4897. Give them a call. Talk to the experts. Talk to local people that care about local people. You can also head over to their website. Check it out, thegeneratorguys.co, thegeneratorguys.co. I can't say that enough, because if you put in that M, you're going to go somewhere else. Won't be as fun.
Yeah, definitely not as fun.
Trained experts, certified. Can't ask for more. That's excellent. You're listening to Pensacola Talk Radio. This is Pep Talk. If you have a question, shoot us in the text line at 850-437-1620. It is hot out. It is steamy. It is hurricane season. How long does this go for? As a new person, how long does this go for?
Too long. And who knows these days, right? I mean, we saw Beryl was the most powerful storm ever in July.
I thought Beryl was going to take a turn and say, hey, Jess, welcome.
We were watching it closely, weren't we? Yeah. And now it's kind of calm, but, you know, it's crazy because, you know, usually I'm looking out at the East Atlantic, seeing what's coming up, but then, you know, you'll have something just pop up out of nowhere in the Gulf, and it's like, oh, we don't have 2 weeks. We have 2 days. Let's figure out what's going to happen, you know? And so
Right. It's
the uncertainty. And that's really what I keep talking about, like this insurance policy, is having peace of mind to know that if there is something come up, and again, you know, you're just not going to have the time when the storm's, you know, out in the Gulf, you know, to think about this. It's something you have to proactively think about and make the decision so that you're ready, you know, before you need to be ready.
Right. So let's just jump back again and talk about the process just one more time, because I think it's extremely important message to hit home to people.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, come find us on our website, drop us a message on our website, or call us, get a hold of us, let us come out, have a conversation about, you know, what we need to do to get your power secured. We'll walk you through the purchase process. We have great available financing if necessary. We handle everything turnkey, from the permitting process through the installation, the fuel source connection, through to the maintenance and service of the unit to keep you in power. So it's as simple as just reaching out and having a conversation, and then we can take it from there.
Now, you mentioned the maintenance. What is something that either homeowners don't think about or they should be thinking about in between, you know, maintaining it on their own, or just the little things? Like, they're going to need someone to come out and maintain or check it out, but what can they do in the meantime?
Yeah, well, I just think, you know, a generator, if you boil it down, it's kind of like a car that doesn't drive. You've got an engine, a fuel source, a computer, you know, et cetera, et cetera. You wouldn't leave your car sitting out, you know, all year and then not maintain it. I mean, your generator's there. It's going to exercise weekly. It's going to test itself. But you want to have somebody take a look at it to make sure that it's ready to run, ready to produce. You know, there's no point, in my opinion, of spending, you know, a amount of money for a generator, and then just neglecting it. It doesn't make sense from a point of view of managing your investment and protection. I mean, again, you wouldn't do that with your car. You wouldn't do that with any other, you know, large investment, you know, complicated piece of machinery. So it needs to be maintained. We recommend professional maintenance because, again, our team are looking at generators, working on generators every single day. And they're going to be able to see things that, you know, the average person is going to miss. And so we always recommend that. We have a lot of different plans, you know, for different budgets. And we can, you know, make sure that if there is an issue, you know, we can get it resolved quickly to, again, give you that peace of mind.
I always think in the moment you think you're saving a penny, but you're costing yourself more down the line if you don't maintain the things that you have.
Well, my grandmother used to say, you know, penny wise, pound foolish. And so we don't want to, you know, step over dollars to pick up pennies. And we want to make sure that if we're spending the money, we're making the investment, that we're going to take care of it.
Right. Don't be a pound foolish. I like that. You're listening to Pensacola Expert Panel with today. We have Tim Ireland from the Generator Guys. Complete expert, knows what he's talking about. Local guy, veteran owned company.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a retired Army myself. I go to great lengths to hire veterans. We probably have a dozen veterans on staff. I love giving back to the veteran community. It's a personal matter for me, but I also think they bring great character, integrity, and dedication to their work. So we try to imbue those values into the larger company as well.
That's excellent. We do have a question on our text line. Our text line is 850-437-1620. If you have a question, get those in quickly. Do you work on all generators?
Not all generators. We do not do marine generators. We are not set up for that. We do not do RV generators like Cummins and Onan. Those would be the other big generator brands, but they primarily are either in the commercial space or you know, specialty applications. So we don't work on those. We really try to stick to home standby generators. Portable generators are a point of discussion sometimes. Generally, we will not work on portable generators. What we found is the cost to work on a portable, most folks end up just replacing the unit at that point. But we can have a discussion about that. If you have a portable generator, a larger portable, it may make sense to repair, but typically the cost to repair doesn't justify the expense of it. So home standby with the major brands, and that covers, you know, probably 98, 99% of generators in the area, you know, those three brands.
Yep. Wow. So let me jump back again just to remind everyone and to refresh my memory. Tell me how a standby generator works.
Yeah. So it works. There's basically two main components. You have the generator itself, which is going to produce power, and it's going to do that by burning fuel in an internal combustion engine and turning an electromagnet to create alternating current. And it's got a transfer switch, and we call it an automatic transfer switch, is the main one that people will buy these days. That transfer switch acts as the brains of the unit, and basically when the power goes out, the switch will transition from electrical connection to utility to a electrical connection with the generator, and the generator then takes up the load, the electrical load that's connected, and will modulate the output to meet demand of that load. And so part of the whole process is determining, you know, what is the load of your house? How much electricity do you need? How big of a generator do you need? What is the fuel source you'll be using? Fuel sources, you know, have different energy qualities, so it also impacts the output of the generator. So again, all those things are sizing and placement considerations that we go through. But that's basically how it works. It has a computer on board the generator that works in concert with the transfer switch to look at the power, and then when the frequency of the power, you know, drops, it recognizes that there's an unreliable energy source or an outage, and it will initiate the transfer process, and it does the same coming back.
Great. And that is why we have the Generator Guys, our experts. Give them a call at 850. Actually, I was going to give the wrong number. Give them a call at 844-436-4897. If you want to give us a text at 850-437-1620 to get in the conversation at any point in time, I welcome it. Thank you so much, Tim Ireland from the Generator Guys. Remember, thegeneratorguys.co, or give them a call at 844-GEN-GUYS. You want an expert, you want someone reliable who cares about their community and who's going to come to your home and inform you at the best needs of your generated needs.